nearly 4,000 acres of sand dunes, wetlands, and prairie in Wisconsin and Illinois recently received a major global distinction. The Shewaukee Prairie Illinois Beach Lake Plain has been designated as a wetland of international importance under the Ramsar Convention, becoming only the 38th such place in the United States.
Shewaukee Prairie is in good company. We're talking places like Everglades National Park and the Door Peninsula Coastal West Wetlands are on that list. But what does this designation mean? How could it affect conservation going forward?
Here with us now to answer those questions and tell us more about the Shewaukee Prairie area is Steve Richter, Director of Conservation Programs for the Nature Conservancy. Steve, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be on, Veronica.
So let's start with the Wetland of International Importance designation. What does that mean?
Well, it's a great honor for the state of Wisconsin to know that our state has five such designated wetlands in our state, Shewaukee Prairie being the latest one. And it's really recognizing the partnership that really took place to protect and restore wetland communities that are really, really important to the state's citizens for not only recreation, but for a variety of other important values like water quality, flood control, and recharging our groundwater.
So let's talk a little bit more now about the Ramsar Convention and other significant places that it's working with and what it means.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Ramsar Convention is now well over 40 years old. It's a gathering of countries. Right now, about 170 countries have signed on to the treaty, recognizing the real value and the call for action needed to protect wetlands. And so in America, as Rob noted, there's 38 such sites that have received such significant designation. And in Wisconsin, what it means is we're really blessed with a great variety of conservation lands, from our great forest in the north to our shorelines on the Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, and habitat on the Mississippi River. But we also have a real blessed with a great number and variety of wetlands. In Wisconsin, the most significant sites recognized by Ramsar are, as Rob and you mentioned, Door County, which was recently designated in May of this year, Horicon Marsh in Dodge County, the Kikagan and Bad River Sloughs on the Bad River Chippewa Reservation in Ashland County, and then the floodplain wetlands all along the Mississippi River, you know, in Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, and Illinois.
So you mentioned the importance of wetlands. Why are wetlands important?
Well, as I noted earlier, wetlands provide incredible habitat for much of Wisconsin's wildlife. 75% of our wildlife, be it mammals, birds, toads, snakes, etc., really depend on wetlands for their lives. So they're essential for wildlife, but they're also really critical for the values that nature provides provides humans, such as filtering our water. Wetlands do an incredible job of filtering out sediment and nutrients such as phosphorus and nitrogen to give us clean drinking water or improved water for our rivers and lakes for recreation. They do a just as great a job for flood control. They act as a sponge that really soaks up excess water during our storm events or during spring melt-offs from our long winters. And then finally, they allow a place in the landscape for water to recharge our aquifers, which again, we're really fortunate in Wisconsin to have such wetlands to provide the drinking waters that much of our state really depends on, that source of drinking water out of our ground.
Now, you mentioned the significance of this area. What does it look like if we were to go there and see it? What makes it so special?
Yeah, well, Chewaukee Prairie is located in the most southeastern part of our state. So it's bordered by Lake Michigan to its east and the border with the state of Illinois to the south. And it's a remnant. It's one of the last places of its type for a type of prairie that once existed from the city of Chicago northward up to the counties of Kenosha and Racine. It's a lake plain prairie, a prairie that has ridges of sand and swales of wetland all throughout it, paralleling the current coastline of Lake Michigan. And this prairie then, because it has these ridges as well as swales, has an exceptional diversity of plants and animals. One can find over 400 different kinds of plants at Chewaukee Prairie and the surrounding and the neighboring Lake Plain areas in Illinois. And these prairie plants then provide a diversity of habitats for a great diversity of birds, insects, and animals. And I finally want to mention, because of its location along Lake Michigan and its natural habitat of hundreds of acres in Wisconsin, over 500 acres, and then accompanying 3,000 acres in Illinois, it provides invaluable migratory bird stopover habitat as birds are migrating up to Wisconsin and north in the springtime and then back down south this time of year as the birds, they use the coastline as sort of a map, and they really depend and need places like Chewaukee Prairie that really provide, because it's in such a natural state, provide all of the wonderful niches and plant and animal matter for these birds to really rest and fuel up.
We're talking with Steve Richter right now from the Nature Conservancy. We're talking about the Chewaukee Prairie area receiving international designation now as a wetland of international importance. And Steve, what happens now that it has this designation? Does this mean that it will be set aside as a preserve in perpetuity?
It is. It is set aside in perpetuity as a natural area. And what it does is it just recognizes the great work of the partnership, especially the local people of Kenosha County, who 50 years ago this month really set course to try to protect this special place. And so it's all about local people who care about a place, and they were motivated to action. And this recognition really, I guess, motivates all of the citizens of Wisconsin to carry forth that effort to continue to work of protecting the remaining lands that need to be protected and to continue the restoration work to maintain and enhance the value of the preserve.
Is this going to change anything about how the land is managed going forward?
It is not. It's going to give just more attention to the restoration efforts, is in particular maybe to really make sure that the groundwater and surface water that's so critical to maintaining the health of the prairie, that adequate supply is really thought about and maintained in the future. So I think that would be the one thing that this designation really will highlight, is the need for all of the partners, including the communities that surround the prairie, to really make sure that the groundwater supply is there for not only the citizens, but it's also there for the natural area.
And Steve, as we wrap up, if we want to go take a look at this, visit, see the sites, where should we go and what should we be on the lookout for?
Well, again, you should go to the most southeastern corner of the state, Chewaukee Prairie. It's lands that the Nature Conservancy has most recently donated to the state of Wisconsin.
And is it earmarked with any signage or that kind of thing?
Yes, it is. It definitely is. There's signs, a kiosk, and there's old roadbeds and trails to hike on.
Excellent. Well, Steve, it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thanks, Veronica, for the time. I appreciate it.
That was Steve Richter, Director of Conservation Programs for the Nature Conservancy. He joined us to talk about the Shewaukee Prairie area receiving international designation as a wetland of international importance.